Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Lesson 30. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår jättebra, Mark. Hur mår du?
Jättebra och jätteglad att vi har reached lesson 30. How would we say reached?
Vi har nått.
Vi har nått. So what verb is that from?
Att nå.
Att nå.
So it's one of those short verbs that ends with a vowel, so yeah.
Så jag är jätteglad att vi har nått, or not?
Not with two T's.
Ja, vi har nått lektion 30.
Ja, jättebra!
Can you say that so that we've got a better lead to follow?
Jag är jätteglad att vi har nått lektion 30.
Jag är väldigt glad att vi har nått lektion 30.
Ja, jag so, med.
There we go. Yeah, did you say jag med?
Yes.
So me too, yeah. And I need to remember that you don't say jag också. Could you say jag också?
Yeah, it sounds better with jag med.
Jag med, okay. Yeah. We are at lesson 30, and what we're going to do in this lesson is put a lot of what we've been working on recently into practice with a little bit of a game, because we're going to be doing some mystery identities that we've got to identify. I'm looking forward to this lesson. Jag ser fram emot den här lektion.
Jag med, because it's you who are going to have to guess, Mark. So, okay. To guess in Swedish, gissa.
Att gissa. Okay, so jag ska gissa. Or can I say, då ska jag gissa.
Perfect. Perfect use of då. You're getting okay. It.
I'm getting there. Då ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja. So if we start to review how we describe somebody, which we did some lessons ago, but I thought I wouldn't just throw you into the deep water here and say, guess who this is. Let's see if we can remember how we describe people. So if we start with somebody that we all know of. So let's do think about how we would just describe Santa Claus.
Right. Okay. Now, yeah. I think I know the word for Santa Claus in Swedish. Is it tomten?
Excellent. Good. And we can add a jul tomten.
Jul tomten. Now, depending on when you're listening to this, this may not be the most seasonal episode that you've ever listened to if it's in the middle of summer. But nonetheless, we'll talk about jul tomten. And what's the verb to describe?
Beskriva.
Beskriva. Okay. Right, so beskriva. So how would you describe Santa Claus?
Yeah, so hur skulle du beskriva jultomten? So if we have a think about if we would say it's a man, how would we say that in Swedish?
Would it just be det är en man?
Perfect, det är en man.
Okay.
What features does Santa Claus have that we...
Okay, first of all, I think probably the most common feature that we would think of is his beard, his white beard.
Isn't that good, Mark? Because you love to say beard in Swedish. So let's see, if to say he has a white beard, how would we say that?
Okay, han har ett vitt skägg.
Jättebra, han har ett vitt skägg.
Han har ett vitt skägg, okay.
Ja, and... Let's go over to what is he wearing. So you remember that reflexive form that we use in Swedish, han har på sig?
Yep. So he is wearing, so Hanhar Posei, well, he's wearing a red coat, a red jacket.
Yes. Very similar to Swedish. What is red in Swedish?
Röd.
En röd jacka.
Jacka. Okay. En röd jacka. So han har på sig en röd jacka.
Ja. And we like to practice our plurals, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
A pair of trousers is plural in Swedish.
Okay. So han har på sig ett par. So it's plural. So it's it becomes röda.
Mm-hmm. Jättebra.
So ett par röda byxor.
Ja, bra. Så han har på sig ett par röda byxor. And I guess the other important thing he's wearing is so you're going to be so good at red here. he's wearing a red hat as well.
Have we done hat?
No, we haven't. And because Sweden is a cold country, when it comes to hats and gloves and things like that, we have so many different words for it, depending on what type it is.
Right. So what's the kind of hat that Father Christmas would wear?
I would probably say en mössa.
En mössa. Okay. So han har på sig en... is it an N-word?
Yeah. Yep.
En mössa, you just said that. So en röd mössa.
Ja, perfect. So you can say mössa eller luva, and it's like a woolly hat, if you know.
A woolly hat. Okay. So let's just go through those again. Han har på sig en röd jacka, ett par röda byxor och en röd mössa.
Ja, perfect. And together with han har ett vitt skägg, I think anybody would understand who you're talking about here. But let's
go a little further.
Yeah. What about that he is, and I don't think Santa Claus would be offended by this, that he's old? How okay, would you say that he's old?
Han är gammal.
Ja, bra. Han är gammal. And he's also, I don't think we have had this word, but it's a compliment. So that he's kind.
Ah, well, we do know the word for kind of please. And I mm-hmm. think that's linked to it, isn't it? So snälla is please when you're kind of... asking someone for something. So
yes.
Is it just snäll? Han är snäll.
Ja, han är snäll. Absolutely.
I think I've seen that before.
And let's think what he likes. So he likes snow.
Han tycker om snö.
Perfect, jättebra. And what other hobbies does he have? He likes to travel.
He does indeed, well, on one day of the year at least.
Oh, I see what you mean, but then he travels a lot.
Yeah. So he likes to travel. Han tycker om att resa.
Ja, perfect. So han tycker om att resa. And I guess the last one is about where he lives. And I guess this is a bit controversial because I would say that Han bor på Nordpolen.
Right, so you would say that he lives at the North Pole. Han bor på Nordpolen. Okay.
Yes, but I guess my Finnish neighbours would claim other things.
So typically in Sweden, does Santa Claus live in the North Pole? Is that the idea?
Yes, and we also have a Santa land up in Dalarna, in Mora. Uh-huh. But we never say that he lives in Finland.
He lives there. So. Yes, and I'm sure if we've got Finnish listeners, then they'll have their own opinions on this, just as I'm sure other parts of the world have their traditions too.
Absolutely.
Okay, can I run through then what I think we've said as our description of Jultomten? So, den man. Han har ett vitt skägg, han har på sig en röd jacka och ett par röda byxor och en röd... I can't remember the word. Mussa?
Mössa.
Mössa, mössa. So he's got a red hat. Han är gammal. Han snäll. Han tycker om snö. Och han tycker om att resa. Och Hanna, she thinks, hon tror att tomten bor på Nordpolen.
Oh, that was so good, Mark. So Hanna tror att jultomten bor på Nordpolen. That's perfect use of tror, because I can't be sure. Okay. And I can't say jag tycker att han bor på Nordpolen, because that's my personal opinion.
Okay, but what you believe is that he lives at the North Pole.
Yeah.
Right. So if we were guessing, then we could say, or if our listeners are guessing, I guess they could say, jag tror att det är jultomten.
Ja, precis. Perfect.
Okay. Right. It is tricky to think about the whole thinking thing, because I was thinking of tror as believe, so that you believe that he lives in the North Pole. So hopefully that works there.
Yeah, so you can never say jag tycker att det är jultomten or jag tänker att det är jultomten. So a lot of English speakers want to often use tänker, but it doesn't work. It doesn't sound good.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is we've got a couple of mystery personalities that we're going to be checking out in just a moment after a break. We'll see if you can work out who we're talking about. We'll be back very soon.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons, where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. We're playing a guessing game today, working out who our mysterious identities are. So, Hanna, I think you're going to give us another identity here to work out.
Yeah, so Mark, vem är det här? So who is this? Det är en kvinna. Hon är gammal. Hon har grått och kort hår. Hon har alltid på sig en klänning. Hon tycker om hundar. Hon tycker om hästar. Hon är brittisk. Hon jobbar inte med politik. Hon bor i Windsor och ibland bor hon i Skottland. Och hon har på sig en krona.
Okay, can you give us that one more time? And there's a few words in there that I'm not quite sure about, but there's certainly some, I've got some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear this again, please.
Det är en kvinna. Hon är gammal. Hon har grått och kort hår. Hon har alltid på sig en klänning. Hon tycker om hundar. Hon tycker om hästar. Hon är brittisk. Hon jobbar inte med politik. Hon bor i Windsor och ibland bor hon i Skottland. Hon har på sig en krona.
Right, yeah. Okay, that made more sense that time. I've definitely picked up a few more things. So let's go through this. You started by saying det är en kvinna, so it's a woman. And then next you said?
Hon är gammal.
So she's old.
Yeah. Hon har grått och kort hår.
So she's got short grey hair?
Ja, perfekt, jättebra. Hon har alltid på sig en klänning.
So she always wears en klänning. I am not sure about that.
So is a dress.
Oh, right. Okay, so she's always wearing a dress. Ja. Right. Okay, continue, please.
Hon tycker om hundar.
She likes dogs.
Hon tycker om hästar.
She likes horses.
Hon är brittisk.
So she's British.
Hon jobbar inte med politik.
So, I get this now. She doesn't work in politics. She's not involved in politics in a sense.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Och hon bor i Windsor och ibland bor hon i Skottland.
So she lives in Windsor och ibland bor hon i Skottland. So sometimes lives she in Scotland. Changes around because of the ibland, yeah. So sometimes she lives in Scotland.
And the last one. Hon har på sig en krona.
And she wears something and that is en krona. Which I first of all thought there was something to do with money, but now I realize it is indeed to do with money, Swedish money at least. She wears a crown.
Yes, exactly. Well done. Okay. Vem är det, Mark?
All right. So, jag tror att det är drottningen.
Bra, jättebra. And that is so British of you to say, the queen. We have a queen in Sweden. You might talk about her, no?
So, how would I say the British queen?
Den brittiska drottningen.
Right. Can I ask you, Hanna, why it's brittiska?
So, when we have the definite form, as we had drottningen, the queen, you always have to have the same form as you have in plural with adjectives. So, you have the E on the end. So, you have brittiska. And when you have it in the definite form, then you also have to have den or det before.
Okay. So, den brittiska drottningen.
Yeah.
And likewise, we would say den svenska drottningen, yeah?
Yeah, precis. Queen. Or we could say drottning Elisabeth, den andra.
Ah, Queen Elizabeth II, drottning Elisabeth den andra. Right. Okay. So we've got one more identity to work out, and for this we're going to welcome back Lovisa.
Hey, hey.
Hur mår du?
Jag mår bra, hur mår du?
Jättebra, tack. Okay, so you've got someone to describe to us. Go for it.
Hon är en flicka. Hon är svensk. Hon är kort. Hon har långt och brunt hår. Hon är smal. Hon har ofta på sig en gul regnjacka. Hon tycker inte om flygplan. Hon är tonåring. Hon jobbar med klimatet.
Okay, I think I know who you're talking about. Let's hear it one more time at normal speed.
Hon är en flicka. Hon är svensk. Hon är kort. Hon har långt och brunt hår. Hon är smal. Hon har ofta på sig en gul regnjacka. Hon tycker inte om flygplan. Hon är tonåring. Hon jobbar med klimatet.
Okay, so let's go through this. Hon är en flicka. She's a girl. Hon är svensk. She's Swedish.
Yeah.
Hon är kort. She is short. Hon har långt och brunt hår. She's got long brown hair.
Yeah.
Hon är smal. So she's slim, not small.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not but we've small. Already said that, she said that she's kort, that she's short. Yeah. Okay. Then you said something about her regnjacka, yeah?
Regnjacka, yeah.
Say that sentence again.
Hon har ofta på sig en gul regnjacka.
So she often has on a yellow raincoat.
Yeah.
Okay. Hon tycker inte om flygplan. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was really good.
She doesn't like aeroplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a new word there for me. Hon är en...
Tonåring.
Tonåring. Something about years. Tonåring... I'm going to guess because I think I know who we're talking about. Is she a teenager?
Yeah.
At the time of recording anyway. and then the last clue, hon jobbar med klimatet. She works with the climate, as we all do. I think we're talking about Greta Thunberg.
Yes, we are.
So in proper Swedish accent, how do we say that?
Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg. Jättebra. Tack så jättemycket, Lovisa.
Tack så mycket.
We hope that you've enjoyed testing your Swedish with our identity quiz. And of course, there's more. So you can listen to the bonus episode now if you've got access to the premium version of Coffee Break Swedish. And the bonus episode has an additional identity quiz to help you practice that vocabulary a little more. We've also, of course, got the notes and the video version of this lesson. And if you'd like to find out more about the premium version, you can head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
And there's another identity quiz on Facebook. So you can just search for Coffee Break Swedish and we post regular content there about Sweden and Swedish culture.
Jättebra. Well, that is us at the end of our next section, our third section of the Coffee Break Swedish course. And we'll be taking a little break before our final section, lessons 31 to 40. However, in the meantime, you can look forward to some more Kulturhärnan, our cultural Swedish podcast, which will help you build your knowledge of Swedish culture and indeed practice a little Swedish as well. And we're looking forward to a next mini series of that coming very soon. For now, tack så mycket, Hanna.
Varsågod, Mike.
Och tack så mycket, allihopa.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.